I draw my Smith & Wesson from my back holster and flip the safety off. The smart move would be to retreat, watch, and wait to see who's in my room, but I need my duffel to leave town, and besides, my curiosity is piqued. Who wants to see me so badly they'd sneak into my room at this time of night, and who's dumb enough to leave the door open? A demon or a fallen angel might be so brazen as to not care about the door, or whether I know they're lying in wait. They'd spell trouble for me in the tight confines of my room. I'll need some luck to survive a heated encounter with one of them. My heart rate ticks up, and my senses intensify as I sniff the air for a scent of demon or fallen angel. A medley of aromas assaults me, but no sulfur, no hellfire. I decide to go in quietly. Loud noises might pull the wrong reaction from the intruder, like a bullet in my chest. And quiet is more likely to give me time to think and react. I slowly inch the door open and peer inside the dark room. A rather large shadow sits on my bed, wearing a gray hooded Peterson University sweatshirt and blue jeans. He's eating from a bag of potato chips and not being particularly neat about it, an avalanche of crumbs having already toppled down his chest and onto his lap in the bed. I lower my gun. "Hank, I should have known. Only you'd be dumb enough to sneak into my room and leave the door open." "Who's sneaking? I've taken a new job as hotel inspector. You're not keeping this place neat enough." "Funny. I'm not the one slobbering chips everywhere." "It's the only way to eat the things. They design them that way, so half the chip gets wasted." He stands and stretches, sending the army of crumbs that have gathered on his chest marching to the floor, and he pulls me into a bear hug. He's a few inches over 6 feet and just about evenly split between 200 and 300 pounds. Depending on the week, he's either north or south of the middle point, but he's mostly muscle either way. The hug ends when he claps me on the back. "Out for a late-night stroll?" he asks, his voice full of unspoken questions. Something like that. "What are you doing here so late? I imagine hotel inspectors work a 9-to-5 job." "Looks like you've cut your hand." "It's already mostly healed, thanks to my unusual pedigree. In an hour, it'll be like new." His face turns somber. He smiles most of the time, so this new, serious Hank worries me, as if he's donned an ill-conceived mask. "I need help." "Is this angel business or personal?" The angels and demons are in the middle of a war for humanity's souls. The angels call it the Great Struggle, and the demons call it the End of Days. I've sworn to help the angels and have already fought my fair share of demons at this point. The angels use me as an investigator of sorts. When they have something dangerous and nasty to sort out, they turn to me. It turns out they're not fond of getting their own angel hands dirty, and they're happy for me to scrounge around in the garbage. So far, I've cleaned 2 messes for them, and barely survived each one. Hank calls me a seeker of truth. Cleaner is more accurate. "Did Father Paul send you?" Father Paul is an angel and my go-between, but I haven't seen him for months. Things between us are complicated and messy right now. It's not all his fault, though. "Personal. Check this out." Hank removes a viewer from his front pocket, unfolds the screen, and plays a recording. The image flickers to life. The face of a 30-year-old male, thin but strong-looking, with straw-colored hair and eyes. He's wearing a somewhat soiled red hat and white flannel shirt and brown work pants. His eyes look clear, but a touch of panic lights around the white in the edges. He's scared, even though he's trying to hide it.